Not a sunny day in the world of rock and roll yesterday as we learned of the passing of Dickie Betts, co-founder and co-lead guitarist of the Allman Brothers Band. He passed away at the age of 80, apparently had cancer, also COPD as well. So he was in ill health for a while. And I luckily had the chance to see Dickie Betts three different times. He was kicked out of the Allman Brothers Band when they played at the Blues Fest, so I didn't see him with that band, which made me really sad because that happened like maybe a couple months before Blues Fest and like right after the lineup was announced.
Do you know why? Because they knew you were going to the show.
Well, yeah, I do feel a little jinxed when it comes to certain rock and roll things, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But the three times I got to see him, twice at Summerfest, Dickie Betts and Great Southern, and he did, you know, his Allman Brothers Band songs, of course, like In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, Jessica. The big hit that they had was written and sung by Dickie Betts. That was Ramblin' Man. But the time that Mike and I went to see him at Beloit River Fest was remarkable in that before Dickie Betts came out, I mean, we got there early, got a good spot on the grass for the show.
Yes.
Mike always has to walk up and check out the gear. He wants to see if he can see, you know, the effects pedals, what the guitars are, what the amps are that he's playing. So he's standing up there and he's, you know, checking it all out. And a guy comes up who looks like he just, you know, got off his motorcycle. He's got all the tattoos and the, you know, a vest.
Conversation is going to be great.
So Mike asks, so what do you think he'll open with? So, you know, we're wondering, you know, he's wondering, is it going to be Ramblin' Man? Is it going to be something that's more obscure?
What did he come up with?
He said, I think probably Jesse's Girl.
Huh?
Because the group that was coming on after Dickie Betts was Rick Springfield.
Did Mike just slowly back away?
It just goes to show you can't really judge a book by its cover.